With your extensive experience with dealing with a lot of different people as a previous citizenship judge for mm-hmm. Citizenship and Immigration Canada, what would you say were some of your most rewarding experiences? And at the same time, what would you say are some of the challenges that you perhaps faced?
Well, the challenge obviously was to learn something new from the beginning. It was quite an extensive learning curve for me, for example. There was a lot of sort of learning in terms of understanding the law, basic law, how to interact with people, how to conduct the correct hearings and all of that. So there was a lot of things that I had to learn. And that was definitely a challenge at first. But the biggest sort of benefit, I think, what I remember from it was the fact that I could not stop wondering about how great this country is, that the immigrant in the first generation can actually obtain such a position and be nominated by government of Canada to perform this sacred duty, as far as I'm concerned, of awarding a citizenship to newcomers. It is, every time I was presiding over a ceremony, I was wondering about that, how great this country is. I don't think that could be possible in any other country in the world. And I think it was very good of the former government to actually name a lot of people from different communities. I was a judge in Mississauga office. At some point, we had six judges. Only one was born in Canada. So it wasn't just that I was some kind of an exemption or something. No, quite the opposite. That was a policy of the government, and I think it was right. Especially in this process of awarding citizenship, people like, I think, the fact, the new Canadians, it gives them hope that somebody who came like them can even reach such a prestigious position. And from that perspective, I think that was an extremely good policy. And that's what I heard from people back as well, that was very inspirational to them. And I think that was a great thing. So I was extremely proud to do that. It was a service to Canada and to new Canadians that I will always cherish.
I have to say it's an honor to have this opportunity to speak with you. It's certainly inspirational to be sitting down with someone who has been so influential. You've made a significant amount of contributions here in Canada, and I think that we're very fortunate to live in a country where we're provided with opportunities and in a country where great leaders such as yourself are given an opportunity to make a difference in the community. To those who are perhaps new to Canada and those who want to strive to succeed, what would you say, what words of wisdom would you be able to share with those who are new to the country and perhaps have obtained an education outside of the country, but that education is not recognized? Yeah. How would you encourage someone to persevere in that state?
It all depends on the personality of the and the personal situation. Yeah, probably the best thing it would be to retrain yourself and get more education and update your education. I didn't choose that for various reasons. I did this through, as again, involving myself in the social work and volunteering my time. And that exposed me to other people. You know, what volunteering does is it does two things, really, other than the main goal of the function of this volunteering position. It opens you up to meeting people that you would never meet otherwise. And we still are a human race. And the most important thing in our lives is still the interaction with other people, getting to know them, let them know in you and your ability. So volunteering is you showing your ability and you're meeting people. I would advise that, of course, if you can do education at the same time, but that speeds up the process of reaching out the goals that you might have. Because if you limit yourself to your immediate friends or family and just school, yes, you're going to accomplish a lot over time. But I think you can speed up this process by exposing yourself to influential people, and you can get to know them through volunteering. That's the greatest thing anybody can do. You have to think about what volunteering you want to do, I can give you an example. A few months ago, I was taking a taxi home, and I asked the taxi driver whether he enjoyed his job, and he says, no, I hate this, I'm a chemical engineer. So I said, so what did you do to get back to your job? And he goes, well, I sent my resume and letters all over, and nobody even bothered to respond. So that's it, I have to drive a taxi. I said, well, did you try to volunteer for engineering association or chemical industry association? He says, no. So I said, well, so what do you want? In order to sort of get back into job, especially if you're older, you have to redevelop the things that we lost the most by leaving our countries as new immigrants, which is the network of friends and family members who were helpful in our lives in order to direct us to a proper education, to influence us with jobs to choose and all of that. We, as immigrants, are losing that. So if somebody comes to this country right now and is new, the only way to successfully integrate in this country is to develop this network of friends. The wider this network is, the better. So if someone limits themselves just to their own community, again, that's better than doing nothing. But I think it's still not the best, because only when you develop this wide network of friends across different communities, only then you can benefit fully from this country. So that's my biggest advice.
I think that's extremely valuable advice, because in that situation that you provided with the taxi driver, there are so many options out there for him, and it seems like giving up is not shouldn't
it's
be the solution.
Option.
It's not an option, and it's not a solution.
Yeah.
So you have to want something. You have to persevere.
Yeah.
Of course, for every person that wants you to succeed, there might be 10 out there who don't want you to succeed. So it's a matter of knowing what you want, being true to yourself, and pushing.
Yeah, you can view yourself through the eyes of others.
That's true.
To be honest, when I started working for media, I thought that, well, if I'm going to do a good job, then that's going to be properly seen. But it doesn't happen like that. People have their own preferences. They may not enjoy the views, and which was interesting, because quite often I was assigned different views that I actually had. But that's how it happens. So you'll never be accepted by everybody. So you have to find a strength in yourself, and try to set up a measurement in your life. Because there are some people who are extremely critical of themselves, and they have sort of this personality problem that they never good enough. And that's a serious problem. But I think that you can combat that by setting a sort of very little goals to yourself and meeting them, and try to look at yourself through perspective of former accomplishments. And those don't have to be huge, because if you set the bar too high, you may really discourage yourself in the long run. So I think those are the things that you have to do. Education, volunteering, exposing yourself to other communities, other people, and be open-minded, and acquire this critical thinking, and to try to not to be too hard on yourself. So yes, there are some people who are striving at the very to challenge themselves, and my life, whenever I've met the challenge, I sort of was able to work with that. But I never was challenging myself. It was rather I was putting myself in a situation that was challenging. And that's what worked for me. But again, the basic thing is to recognize your own personality and deal with that. Because there's no sense of adopting somebody else's life as a model if your personality is different. You have to find somebody who is similar to you and try to follow what they're doing. So in mentorship, that would be also valuable. It's not just the fact that somebody has a knowledge. But let's say if you are a person who's rather introverted and maybe procrastinating and stuff, there's no point of modeling yourself after somebody who is extremely disciplined and has a plan for life, because you will never be able to accomplish that. But you may get to the same goals through different ways. So that's one of the basic things to recognize. And that's very difficult for young people quite often. But that's why they should maybe talk and to others and see how they view them.
And oftentimes talking to many people and seeing if, I'm an introvert, and this person is extremely successful, but they're completely extrovert, and what they achieved might take me a bit longer to achieve because of my approach. But having someone, like you said, who is similar to you and is also perhaps introverted can guide you through the steps. And it'll be easier to you for you to look at certain similarities and differences and see what more you can build on.
Because there are different ways of accomplishing the same goals. No question about it.